Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
drama. We about to burn the motherfucking streets up with this shit. Breakfast Club. I want to welcome everybody to the motherfucking Red Room. This ain't a mixtape. This is life. Get 'em. It's been a long time. Get reacquainted with the world famous. You know how on point my aim is. Long range snipers. Clash of the Titans, cold piping. And it's 300 like Leonidas. Snub in the bubble goose, riding down the interstate with fiends putting needles in the arm and let them penetrate. Leaning sideways with my fittest straight. The 27's on point, the paint job a New York minute late. Check my Audemars, no clouds in my stones. Projects ringing, standing by the corner store. Two Glocks on me, bang bang, if you want a war. That was 05, now we ballin' on this tour. Screaming out thug life, pouring Bellevue on your whore. Money, I'm involved with it, wake up and ball with it. Kobe Gasol with it, uncut raw with it. Chop bricks, take trips, OT. Before I had a goatee, I used to bag the OZ. Yeah, fish scale, nigga. What up, ghost then? Fashion by the oak tree, moving by the coke leaf. Drama let the llama nick niggas like Charles Oakley. Nigga, don't insult me. I banana boat, BRCKS's, and stuff them in the Lexus. I'm sitting fat like precious, Christ upon a necklace. And I keep them clips on the dresser. Yes, sir, I'm about to ball. Louis bag the fucking mall. Bitches, money, and fast cars, nigga, I want it all. Yeah, words to my kids, nigga, I want it all. NASCAR game, why the fuck would I stall? I'm the franchise, nigga, Chris fucking Paul. Empty out the cannon, hit your bitch, you the truck and all. Withdraw 200,000, and then fuck it all. King of the hill, got a dime bitch cutting raw. She bagged the last nick, I unzipped, she sucking soft. Black Superman, yeah, I'm a butter law. I put this hollow tip a quarter inch above your jaw. Eat out a fucking straw. Blindfold your bitch, toss her in the trunk. After the first 48, that bitch smelling like a skunk. It's a rap, I rack when I rack the pump. Throw me in the game module and tell them rack the bump. The Breakfast Club, nigga, no Captain Crunch. This for my dog niggas that eat cats for lunch. I'm hungry, like I ain't trapped in months. So nigga, act and stunt, my Glock pack a punch. Or rockin' heckler cots and Sylvia Pine box. Leave your head wrapped for months while I pass the blunt to my niggas. We all rocked out, what's up, Jigga? Sometimes I be in BK with Fab on the freeway. Lincoln Continental, and I copped it off the eBay. I pop sham like it's my B-Day. Horsepower under my hood like it's the Olympic relay. My flow right on time, no delay. I raise $1 million, send it off to Chile. Word to my Red Cross, I don't fuck with Red Cross. I'm all mad, nigga, EA, I'm in VA. Money talks with Dre and Pharrell on three-way. Them 28s, that's my DJ, they spinning shit. When I took trips OT, I never rented shit. I just dropped and copped, and then I tennis shit. Diddy and Mike Epps, I'm all about the Benjamins. In it for the benefits, I'll be down in Tennessee. Tell them give me a porterhouse and some egg Benedict. Damn, that was good, but I'm still hungry, and I'm living it. I'll be out in Venice, shit. They say Weezy Jordan, nigga, I'm on my Pippin shit. They say Drake LeBron, I'm on my Mo Williams shit. If T.I.P. is Kobe, then fuck it, I'm Derek Fisher's shit. Long as I'm in the starting five, I'ma get it in. Cause I promised the city of Compton I would get it in. I was outcasted, Andre Benjamin. Now I slide through with my Dominican women friend. She like, put no feelings in, yeah. Giuseppe Hills, expensive wines, Paris Seal. It ain't tricking, I just spend money on cheap grills. Big Phantoms, Sweet Wheels, Backseat like a club, make them bitches eat pills. Take patrol shots to the personal chrome Glock. J Electronica, it's a dome shot. So I had to spill it, nigga, I had to kill it. I was the turtle in the race, I made the rabbit fill it. Yeah, keep running, nigga, house it by the subway. Fill it through the project, comb through the Murcielago, a foreign object. Number one prospect, the day that I was drafted. After Magmatic, unleash the fucking bastard. Don't respect none of you niggas, get in the casket. Talking ratchet, never touch the fucking automatic. Drama, this is tragic, put it in the plastic. 88 bars and run and throw it with my other classic. Drama, you should've warned these niggas, I'm about to kill them. Yeah, trash baggage. This is crack, and I know you've been fiending for this. Come get your packs. I do it for the music, nigga. Fuck the plaque. Ain't on no beat shit, but it's still fuck the rats. And when I'm in New York, I set a bunch of traps. Put the cheese where they can see it, and if you stunt, you clap. Catch them in the club, that's when I stump them flat. Nigga, get up after that. Go get a fucking bat. I tell you about these fucking rats. They either snitch or bend over to catch. No matter how you look at it, I hate fucking rats. Get my bottle of Ciroc and I twist the cap. Sit back, watch the NBA playoffs and roll it back, yeah. Real fat, yeah. All I do is stack bread in the hood, on the wall like a fucking fathead. Two nines on your back, one sack, yeah. This my block and you niggas can't trap here. Unless you wanna get clapped here, head rap, yeah. I'm killing niggas, I should have 100 tattoos. Celebrate your death, toast bottles and clap beers. It's gonna be a cold summer, come through like bird. The Red Phantom bullshit, 25 Steve Kirk. The beat insane, just blazing this motherfucker. The cars outside, the caves in this motherfucker. I should let off a couple strays in this motherfucker. Fuck that, trying to get laid in this motherfucker. Yo, tell your friends, get with my friends. Yeah, meet me in the parking lot. License plate aftermath, screaming out fuck 50. Wouldn't snitch for half his cash. If he wasn't such a bitch, nobody would've had the blast. Send us down to Jacksonville, don't make me have to rap your jag. Cause I'd rather be in San Joe Pay, I'm packing bags with bitches that speak French. How you say catch a cab? I don't trick euros, I don't trick pounds. I bowling ball bitches till I knock them all down. Like the 93 pot, I get around. Duffels by the staircase, crack by the back door. Navigate my way through the south, I used to trap, ho. All the way through Queensbridge, moving packs, yo. Might have lost a couple friends, but I got my gat, though. Blast foe, my rat foes could never stop my cash flow. Had a Nike box of hundreds when I was in that RAV4. But now I pull up in that truck with the crash ball, with the mag low, give you everything that you ask for. Sometimes I could be a fucking asshole. In the bank with my mask off, look at this nigga AR. Don't take your fucking mask off, then empty out the cash drawer. We on a suicide mission, but we don't give a fuck. Cause if we make it out, bigger house, bigger truck. I'm in a strip club with a Glock, nigga, what? Give me your bitch, she got a cuter face and bigger butt. I ain't gon' do shit but pour champagne on her. Hit it from the back and watch half of the Laker game on her. Don't put that back on, too many cum stains on it. Run a train on her, call cartoon, have them tattoo my name on her. Star Trek 2, you know what? Fuck it, aftermath too. Put a little smoke around it, then take it home and pound it. Helicopter outside, nigga, I'm surrounded. Had a spot in the jungles till the fucking feds found it. Mama, your son got a public announcement. I got 5 million in the walls and the couches. Don't even think about it, we got cameras, dogs, and guns. Ask Pepe, he was there, he can vouch it. Threw it in the trash can on some Oscar the Grouch shit. A bunch of greens popped out, time to reroute shit. Settled down in Mississippi, got a down south clip. And my niggas like, we ain't know all about this. And any nigga ever snitch, got his fucking mouth fixed. You get 25, he get his fucking throat slit. Cut him like filet mignon and throw him off a boat, bitch. Beat him to the sharks, then dock the yacht. Oil in the water, damn, the ocean's so thick. Time to finish off his niggas on some trench coat shit. It's a drug war, real life grand theft. Catch you in the street, fuck you up and hit your man next. Come through on some retarded shit. Just spraying text, where my dogs at? Tell them I'm crazier than DMX. Lazier than Chinese eyes when I'm puffing that. Blueberry, I ain't talking where the muffins at. Roll up a sour diesel with the war, nigga. I split open the Dutch, then I'm stuffing that. You should get a flight to California, come fuck with that. That's all you, go ahead, hop in the truck with that. Take it down to Cashville and hit Young Buck with that. Don't bring nothing back, Border Patrol cuffing that. I ain't trying to see the pen and have to get my knuckles wrapped. I wake up real early, keep lunching fast. This shit easy, you rap niggas my punching bag. I got some combinations, nigga, Pacquiao shit. Talking about you popping tags, talking about you popping Chris. Where you get it popping at? Nigga, you ain't popping shit. But an X-Pill, as I turn the Lex wheels, I got a mean phantom, very upset grill. Tell him why you mad, son, that nigga pulled a fast one. You know who you are, when I see you, that's your ass, son. But I'm in the club, throwing shots like my last gun. It's 2 o'clock, yeah, gotta make a cash run. Yo, go get the truck from around the corner, tell Wack I'll be my side. Into the 7-Eleven, about to blast one. This nigga AR will not keep his fucking mask on. Deal with it when we get to the crib. You niggas is wildin'. Wait till we get to the crib and split this fucking money up. Hit the block and dummy up. Shave the onion, slice it down the middle. That's a tummy tuck. That's how we doin' it, Compton. Fuck the police. Defend my hood like an NHL goalie. Sometimes it's cold on these motherfucking streets, nigga. Iced out rolling. And I still remember everything that Drake told me. Red polo fleece, sippin' on that OE. Never been to jail cause I never had a Cody. Do it just like the OG. Cut the Impala in half, insert the gold D. And bounce this motherfucker till it got a slow leak. Flatbed, pick it up, and you know me. I'm going with the car all night, no sleep. Gotta get this motherfucker back on the strip. Next day, we in the red Phantom 4D. Kids running up to the car, block off the whole street. It's the ice cream man, like the OP. Cali like the Lions O-line, it's where the hoes be. BC running shit like a nosebleed. Don't get it confused or screwed like codeine. More swag than the niggas from the show me. That's your bitch, I'm out the Mac'a like Goldie. Shit, together we can move around, baby. Blacked out Cartier's, Four Seasons caviar. Spray a little Diddy on it, that'll get their panties off. Niggas see me in the lobby looking like Danny Soft. Catch me outside where I can let this fucking cannon off. Suit to the woo, bet I let this cannon off and put everything in the clip right where you standing, dog. Ride off in the Mozzie, like can I ball? For the bucks, I'm trying to get it like Brandon, dawg. Young Money, clearly NBA Rookie of the Year. We still standing tall, wish the Twin Towers was. Take innocent lives, that's the type of shit a coward does. I'm just reminiscing, smoking on the sour blood. Take a couple more hits and pass the shit around the bus. You can't tell me shit, I done seen 1,000 drugs, 100 rounds and 10 drums, that's 1,000 slugs. One day I flipped the kitchen table, found a bug. Kept looking, found another one, right around the sub. Ayo, fam, can you hear me? Goddamn, I was taking a shit. Then I seen one by the tub, feeding my fish. It's the wire right by the rug. Dumb motherfuckers, this is not where they buy the drugs. That's salami in the kitchen that we frying up. The world full of bitches, all the niggas dying up. They stretching niggas out for crack, all the fiends trying dust. We got some mean smokers for the sack, they tie you up. Quarter sack, they get the pound. Brick, burn the house down. The connect ain't gonna think that shit is funny. The fuck is niggas laughing at run up? You got some cash in that? Knock on your mama door. Your head sitting in the bassinet while I'm on a G4. Smoking up half a jet. Off season in New York. Smoking up half a jet. 246 bars, ain't broke half a sweat. Just got half a meal. Gatorhood, half a check. And I done shot it out with probably over half a jet. Sometimes just for the love, the other half respect. That's that hood shit. I'm living good, bitch. Out of my mind, like breaking off half a X. Moving through Hollywood faster than a bag of meth. Yep, niggas better watch they step, lest they in a fraternity. But that ain't concerning me, let's get back on this ape shit. Back to the basics, cold words, flip birds in the kitchen with cake mix. Yeah, Betty Crocker that, then hit the block with that. Cut off khakis, house shoes, and a stocking cap. This is why me, these white jeans, red tip socks. My flow is 38, don't make me have to cock it back. Shoot it like Elijah Wan and bring the old rockets back. Two holes in your face where your sock is at. Bring the whole hood out and show them how to drop a rack. They got them brand new Porsches out, I'm copping that. V12 under the hood, ain't no stocking that. Panoramic sunroof, me and this chick watching glass. My hood light, cameras in the bumper. Watch your ass, get your ass smoked around these parts, youngin. What the fuck you thought? Ride up banging too short. Smoke you like a Newport, nigga, this ain't New York. I be in the jungle with lions or in the zoo lost. But with my wolves, that's dying to get their tools off. city of angels. Be careful who you cross. Niggas are running Mr. Chow to take the fucking jewels off. Rapping all that goon shit. We all know that you soft. A baby's ass in the market to a face claw.
Or a box of cotton, stay pushed to your right.
So, nigga, you stay on your rap shit while I stay on my trap shit. My bust the gat shit. Buster hit me like you wrote 400 that quick. Nah, 282, and that's just cause the track's sick. 120 more, welcome to the liquor store. Same one that Frog sent me, little nigga, get the raw. And I did it, see the block, I'm with it. Who you think got all these niggas in them Cincinnati fitties? Yeah,
took America and Ken Griffey that.
758, throw on my crown. Throw on my khakis and rush the knights down. Jump in the lap and push the night pound. Them the Space Jams, I need them right now. Jordan sweatsuit on, oh let's do it. Go walk the flock on them niggas in these new kicks. You know how that go, new kicks, new whip, blue six, loking on the set like a new crick.
That line was so crazy, I had to say that shit, blood.
Interior coke white, smooth like Cool Whip. Sold the shit to Rick Ross, 80,000 cool flip. Then I got that vibrant thing, my little Q-tip. That Maserati a problem, especially with the dual shit. 0 to 60 and woo, it's like a mule kick. I swear to God, like the preacher in the pulpit. Speaking of pools, mind heated. Come through, bitch, long as it's the pearl, I don't care who you come through with. Canadian, Spanish, French, nigga, whatever. Menage in the deep end, head on the back end. I wanna fuck the Asian bitch, next time leave your fat friend. Why the fuck y'all in that Honda all packed in? Headed to Inglewood, say what's up to Mac 10. Say what's up to Glock 9, I'm back on you niggas head. And lay up be a ghost town if I wanted niggas dead. Run with my goon squad, cause more than half you niggas fed. It's either that you ATF or one of 50 friends. I see the wires hanging out you niggas Levi's. But fuck it though, cause the nigga did let me in. But he ain't wanna see the game in HD on ESPN. I think the boy was Johnny. We was the best of friends. Then shit flipped, went to his homes like I was Mexican. We all know the rest, put the burner to his chest. Hit him with 300 bars and let the streets do the rest. Yes, terror is over, you can eat now. Jason killed Freddy, the whole world can sleep now. Dream snatcher, that's me now. Take your money, lay your bitch ass on the beach now. I can see it, a G-Unit beach pal. Another man on it, y'all about to tan on it. Send some little goons by to kick some fucking sand on it. We ain't watching, go ahead, nigga, jam on it. Damn, homie, in high school, you was the man, homie. You was lucky in Manhattan, the clip jam. But come to Cali, you a moose and some quicksand. You sink, nigga, like a fucking boat with bullet holes in it. Butter soft banks. You a bitch, man. Me and you was cool till 50 unscrewed your kickstand. And Yayo turning your senior citizen wristband. Slap the shit out you for at little henchman. And just like the old days, I play the bench, man. Drake play the big hand. I'm cool with the sixth man. Never selfish, nigga. I'm eating shellfish, nigga. My legacy will never die. The Black Elvis, nigga. Come check me out in Graceland, nigga. For the guitar, I'll pay. Glock by my pelvis. Clip by the waistline. On the block like Chris Bosh. Shoot it from the baseline. We at the 350 mark. It's break time. Hey, yo, go get the hell out the car, man. Nah, this Purple Haze, nigga. I'm about to roll this shit up, get high, nigga. Finish this motherfucking 400 bars. Nah, my key's right there. By that coconut Ciroc. Yeah, let's go. Yo, tell them runners I'm hungry, man. Give me some fresh toast, bacon and shit. Run up on you with 50 beans and 50 chefs. Niggas thinking it's the game, trying to push a left. Call a timeout, like I'm out. All these soft-ass rappers faking the crime route. Niggas got real quiet, now to shine out. Don't make me smuggle them out of Belize and pull them nines out. Niggas scared now, my goon squad here now. We turning on the headlights and running over dibs now. Yeah, all up in the woods, what's good? And I'm the only one you rap niggas should fear now. You see a G-Unit poster, you better tear it down. I'm talking to you, motherfucker, so turn around. The beef forever lives, never ever put your burner down. I beat the shit out these niggas, they Tina Turner now. Stripped of their manhood, ass naked like in Sherman now. While I build a top on the block and just burn it out. Hit the strip club with my niggas and just turn it out.
Hey, yo, that G-Unit motherfucking Lambo, shit cold.
They got free hot wings, they bring your full service out. It's all good, we straight, time to perm it out. Cat Williams, run up in your house, tie you up and make you watch while we run through your spout. Slip up your fucking blouse. Tiger Woods been in this, no thank you, pass that bitch to Memphis. get what I came for. Stuff it inside the rain store. 380 balls in, get ready for the main course.
Yo, give me a couple of napkins, a salad for my stuff.
June 15th, one of us gotta change course, but not the one that spit 400 blunted and ain't horse. 8 plaques on the wall, hang yours. Before you get one, I probably had 8 more. It never been about the money with me, just been about trying to get my niggas something to eat. Take them on a couple tours, get them something to beat. Never satisfied, that's why we keep the guns on the seat. Yeah, all I know is Glock, Glock, and Ciroc. Who got a blunt I can cheat? Niggas running around like Indians, but nah, not one of them cheat. Killer California, I'm just one of the beasts. Take a fucking bloodbath and bathe myself with the beast. It's the home stretch, but I ain't even home yet. Only thing that stopped me is me, I'm my own threat. Eating lobsters, writing Al Capone checks. I still ain't on the level of Nori or Capone yet. Niggas gon' learn respect to veterans, nigga apologize to Q. But after this year, and after this here, niggas won't see the throne for another 6 years. P.S. motherfucker, ain't no bitch here. I'm going out the same way I came in, 5th year. I see the finish line, shit, yeah. It's time to celebrate, Canary, bring that Chris here. Sticks tail crack, bring the cars around the back. 406 bars, bitch. It's a rap.
You done told on your homie, you a pussy. In the kitchen. Homie said that he a blood. We gon' paint that shit on dark. Told my brother bring his hit. We gon' hang it on the wall. All my shooters tryna go. They been waiting on my car. They been waiting on that ring to pull that thing and chop it off to knock you off. Connect the dots, connect the dots. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the spots. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga block up, leave that bitch bleach. Spend a half a quarter on a
money. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another beat. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady suckin' me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Lil' bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out sad. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas a gun, you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Kissing off blood like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that out in the mouth, got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick, butterfang, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the murk and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I did when the smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I did when the smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me, I'm fine, you're dying. Eat the dick, she whine and dine. I fuck her, she whine and crying. But when they get loud, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bow to doubt it. My niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out there. Y'all niggas going out bad. Y'all niggas hang around bad. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh. Y'all niggas make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Turn out mama porch and hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. Phone money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new shade, cause the money got a wall full. I just spent a day in the bay, it was all good. Back and count it up by myself before I walked through it. All about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cause it bitch ain't need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put with us, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to Hilly, get them zans. And I rebook every number with money in my hand. Birthday, hit the curve, do your number, pick up money. Told our mama, put you hit the ground, man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin.
Fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't keep me so
crazy. Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop. Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what's going on, man? King Scratch in the building. Friday, yay! What's going on with it, man? Hey, we got Mr. Everywhere in the building. We got Julia. And we got JoJo Loco up in the building. What's going on with it, y'all?
Everybody, how's it going?
What's up, y'all?
Everything's everything. I got things I want to speak on, but can't.
I'd like to start out by saying prayers and condolences to Sweet
Peas
and her family.
She is all right, there you go. You threw it out there before I did, but yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
No, it's family, man. It's all family.
Oh, and that's what I told him. I said that we family. You know, I want to make sure all of the family know because Julia called and told me first. You know what I'm saying? So condolences to Sweet Pea, her family, her pop. She been on the show. He been on the show, you know what I mean? I would love to find that, but then that would probably be something totally different, too. Yeah, man. That's a cold shot, you know what I'm saying? As much as she loved that cat. I wasn't gonna be the one to put it out there, you know what I mean? I was gonna give her her respect, her space, but and you brought it up, hell, we in there now. Much love to our girl Sweet Pea and her family. God bless you. Wow. Hey, you know what I need to say? Hold on, I'm gotta stop the music for this. Truly, it wasn't here then. Who was the motherfuckers? Remember last year? I said the Amigos wouldn't be shit. Guess what happened? They broke up.
Yeah, we told Buddha. I told them they weren't going to make another hit that year.
How much motherfucking money did I bet? Wasn't that like $50 a piece?
Yeah.
I think it was him, Confetti. Now, what's the name? see now, Sweetie was here. She no. What's the name that they call?
Ray Riley. I got Ray Riley on that one. That the guy who got beat up by Dave Chappelle's crew. He's on a murder attempted murder charge of stabbing his roommate, so he ain't gonna be suing Dave Chappelle. So I got Ray Riley on that.
See, this is what I'm talking about. See, all these goddamn bets. Because I said last year, my son right here, right now, I said last year, I said by next year, Amigos won't be shit.
Yep. I told
them
it was all
going to
be out.
They not Amigos. They not together doing songs.
Yeah, no, you right. They broke up.
They broke up.
Black people don't know how to come together like Mexicans.
But I told them last year, they were all Amigos, nigga, they going to be tight by next year. I said, nigga, Amigos, they going to be shit next year.
Yeah, that song didn't even last that straightening. Didn't
Amigos,
last 30 days
Amigos,
on
goddamn Tortitos, whoever the fuck they are, them motherfuckers wasn't going to be shit.
That nigga said, yeah, the Amigos.
Three Amigos. No.
Yeah, I was talking to a promoter earlier today, and we came to the same conclusion. He said, you know what? He said, what happened was you had these managers who was telling the artist, the best one in the group, hey, man, these promoters don't want to pay for the whole band, so you might as well go solo. And he said, that's what just happened with the dynamics of the R&B music. They just were just like, hell, they don't want to pay for five groups and five flights all that stuff. So,
hey, look, they did an R. Kelly public announcement with the Migos, and on top of that nigga had Cardi B got something to do with this shit.
You seen that dreadlock, right?
To
make that three.
Well, Cardi B probably told him, you're the best one in the group, so you can go solo.
No, you ain't got to play sports. Just get you some dreadlocks, nigga. That's what I was up. Yeah, go on and get them started.
Yeah, so it's the sad part. It'd be lovely to see. And that's just like, it's sad that this pandemic, you even got the college football. Nick Saban, he putting all these colleges on blast. But he got these guys showing pictures of his college players flashing cash and all these cars and stuff, but he said he ain't never paid no players. They just want to come to Alabama. But he blasted Deion Sanders, Texas A&M.
Yeah,
I've seen that. So
but
it's just like, man, everybody coming for each other.
Somebody on this motherfucker owe me some more goddamn money. Give me my cashiers. I didn't go and look back on every goddamn episode, 1,000 episodes, but I will go back. This time last year and find out who wants to make that bet. I bet you got there. That's why Confetti probably ain't going to call.
Yeah. You know, Buddha, that's what I kept telling him. That straightening wasn't that straightening song.
They kept saying bet.
That song with the Birdman, Lil Wayne, and Roddy Ricch didn't do for 30 days on the charts.
Them motherfuckers kept saying bet.
And we told them that.
Bet.
We told him.
I was like, all right, let's bet. Of course, I made a bet and said Cardi B.
I've been tripping. That was a whole year ago. I remember I had the input on the situation.
And
niggas like, yeah, it's all you for. I was like, shit.
Yeah, you was on there too. My son was saying he was on that shit.
I said they make good music, but shit. I mean, they may or may not. I think I probably said the niggas.
Wait, hold on. Here, just talk to the motherfucker.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? What's going on?
What's going on with your family?
What's up, waiting time?
Ah, man, you know, hanging like long titties.
You should have been down in Atlanta at Rick Ross's car show. You should have been at Rick Ross's car show tomorrow, but you down there in L.A., and you should have been at the car show performing.
Man, listen, man, I got a partner that's probably going to be there tomorrow, and I know, man, I just had a rollout for my project I just dropped, and I've been, like, caught up in that, you know what I'm saying? I know it's going to be another one that's going to swing around, you know what I mean, but
yeah,
I just Lucy dropped
got
project.
One coming up. He got an adult prom or something. It's going to be a big show he got in Atlanta, but, yeah, I got about four partners going to be there.
Jeez,
my partner is Rick
like-
Ross.
$7,500. You said what?
What'd you say, Julia?
I said, Lil Boosie, his VIP ticket, $7,500.
Goddamn. See, that's
right.
Why you gotta find somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody to get you up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, but for real, Mr. Everywhere, well, how far is that out? As far as that event?
It's in his mansion.
It's in Memphis?
Mm-hmm. It's at his mansion.
Mm.
You know, he got
but
the
when, though? Is it like next
event,
month from now? How far out is that? Or is it coming up?
It's on the outskirts. It's in the way on the outskirts of Atlanta.
No, I'm saying what date? Is the date
tomorrow.
Pushed out far?
It's tomorrow. Yeah, my boy.
You said Gucci or Rick Ross? Rick Ross shit is tomorrow, right?
No, Rick Ross, he's throwing a car show. He got all the rappers who bringing their cars out to Rick Ross's mansion for their car show.
Oh, damn. That shit is going to be crazy.
Yeah, it was his niece's husband is my partner from down here in Florida. But they're doing my birthday party tomorrow, so I couldn't go. But I got four partners there. He already, if you look on my Facebook page, I posted pictures of him already. He inside the mansion and stuff because he's married to Rick Ross's niece.
What's up with Gucci's event? Is that like some months from now, weeks from now, what?
Gucci's got here July 8th. It's going to be July 8th in Atlanta. It's called an adult prom or whatever. It's going to be a big old party and all the rappers and stuff going to be there. So...
Man, if I could set something up to be out there to get up in that mug, bro. Oh, my God, that was hard. Woo! My bad, I'm watching the game.
You look on my Facebook page and you see that car show, man. They brung it out, man. They got some 50. They got some 56.
I don't even have you on. You said on Facebook? You got Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah, my Facebook page is Patrick Phillips on Facebook.
I don't even have Facebook no more, man. I'm gonna keep it gangster with you, man. I deactivated my stuff, man, because it's like everybody on my Facebook is people that I grew up with in high school or family. Probably a few little scattered fans here and there, but you know everybody want to watch you. They ain't gonna say nothing to you until you pop off. You know what I'm saying? So
guess what? If they got 5,000 friends on their Facebook page. That's 5,000 potential fans of yours. Never limit yourself. 5,000 plus 5,000 plus 5,000 equals how much? 15,000.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying, like, you know, I've done ads and stuff like that, but I'm, you know, what I'm saying I'm more on like the blogs and the I'm paying for like ads on Instagram and you know what I'm saying. Those are the most like. Pushed platforms that's going on right now as far as pushing your
guess who owns Instagram, Facebook.
Facebook
all
does,
social
but,
media.
But you know, unfortunately, everybody's leaning towards Instagram than Facebook.
Facebook
everybody
Instagram,
you go on Facebook,
so
what you see?
You see, they own Instagram.
That's true. They own everything pretty much. But I'm saying, what do you see when you go on Facebook? You probably see a couple of artists posting their music or video, but you see mostly everybody either airing out somebody else's laundry or somebody emo or, you know what I'm saying, somebody talking to themselves on there. Like, it's just random, you know what I mean? And, you know, you'll get a couple looks in here and there, but Instagram is like, right now, is like the most.
Okay, now, Facebook people are nosy, right?
Yeah, they're nosy, but it just depends
on
what they're nosy about.
Out there, somebody going to be nosy enough to check you out, and you don't know, never know if they're going to share it on their page and be like, oh, this is my partner, I like this dude right here, and then next thing you know, bam, you on the radar.
You right. You are most definitely right, man. But on my, in my case, everybody watching me. You know what I'm saying? On my shit. People like it, share here and there, but I just feel like I get more presence on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know what I'm saying? I do it from my fan page and stuff from Facebook, but as far as having an actual personal page and I'm sending it out, I deactivated all of that. So I'm just going through from my fan page. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Don't nobody, listen, let me tell you something. High school, you know, some people give you love from high school, but people don't probably show you love because you are you and you are who you are and you're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? People going to watch you regardless. So no matter what, if you get posts or post not, people are still watching.
I'm going to say you got to use every tool in the kitchen. You got to use every knife in the kitchen. One going to cut steak, one going to cut bread.
Yep, exactly. That's why
you
I use my fan page.
You ain't
going
to be able to cut no steak with a butter knife. So you got to use every knife in the kitchen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. I am. I use the fan page, but not the personal page.
Or went viral off a Facebook post, and you're like, how the hell he get signed and just he on Facebook post standing upside down rapping, drinking a glass of water?
Honestly, man, Facebook is dying, man. Facebook is dying. Facebook is dying. I'm gonna keep it real. Facebook is cool, but Facebook is dying. That is not it really. It's just a place to post your platform, of course, because it is a platform. But Facebook is declining when it comes to users and network and activity on this actual website. Facebook is dying. A lot of people are deactivating their pages every day. You know what I'm saying? It's more people making sneak pages to find out who they love or dealing with or some shit like that. But as far as Facebook is dying.
Look.
What?
Over here, motherfucker. Nah, you gonna keep on staying on the phone.
Oh.
Nigga,
play
the song that you wanna play.
All right, I'm sorry. All right. Play that one right there. But
always use every platform because you never know who's watching you on any platform.
You are so right, Unc. You are so right.
You don't never know. You might have Jermaine Dupree watching you on Facebook, and then you ain't on Facebook. You're like, well, hell, damn, my homie just stay two doors down, got signed by Jermaine Dupree. And you're like, damn, how come he ain't signed me?
No, this is what I'm saying, Unc. I'm using my fan page. So people can still reach me if they DM me through fan page. I'm not using my personal. You know, personal Facebook.
You use all platforms. You got a fan page on Facebook? Yeah, you can do what you got to do. Sponsored by whatever you got to do to get your product out there. That's the name of the game. You can sit there and cook up the best cookies in the world. You can cook up Makita's cookies all day long. If you don't put your product out there, then don't nobody even know you cook cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your stuff out there. And one word of mouth of how good your product is, it's going to have 10 people come, and them 10 people going to tell 10, and next thing you know, you got a goddamn following.
Facts. Now, you're right, Unc. I ain't going to even pass the whole house drunk, like my pop would say. But
yeah, did I say anything to everyone?
Yes, ma'am.
I said I wanted to tell you thank you because I fixed my studio last night. I had to hook my FreeSonus audio box and hook up my Pro Tools audio box, so I couldn't get to the song is going to work, but your video did help, so I just want to say you thank you because I've been dealing with it ever since I came back from Cali.
Okay, you welcome here. I got to get mine in there because mine is sustaining. Every time I play a key, it's just sustaining. I don't know how all that software is doing that.
What's going on, Unc?
My keys are sustaining. I can hit the key, just tap it, and then it's going to sustain that note. That note will still be playing.
Wait. If you hit the key and it go like beep 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 beep, and it just keep going.
Hit the key, it's gonna say dong.
Oh, damn! Wait. So, wait. You work it through MPC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, my MPC plugins. I got like the Korg Triton plugin, Triton Extreme plugin, all the Korg keyboards, Yamaha DX, all the plugins.
Is there any updates? Ain't no updates you need to do or anything?
No, I mean, I hadn't had my deal for like a whole week. My mom was using my computer to pay bills and stuff like that. And
right.
I got it back, and then they took all my stuff, unplugged it, and him and my brother, he brought a desk over, a new desk, and he plugged everything up, and I got on it for the first time that day, and it was just doing that. But I'll get in there and figure it out. You know, I just had
that
time.
Did you eject your hard drives the right way?
No, my hard drive is built in. I got to go get an SSD drive. I'm going to switch everything over to SSD, but I think I'm just going to upgrade from i5 to i9 with 32 gigabytes, where it'll be fully loaded and you know, the top of the line, eight core, what do you call it? Because it ain't never done this before. What it would do, it would freeze up the program and then cut off and say the program is frozen. You want to close it out or wait till it comes back. But this is the first time it's crashing. It sounds like it's crashing on you. Yeah, it's trying to do that, but I'm gonna fix it when I get back. Do you think it's the RAM? You think the RAM ain't strong enough, or is the RAM like super crazy?
It might be the RAM.
I got 16 gigs of RAM off in there.
16?
Yeah, I got 16 gigs of RAM. i5 with 16 gigs of RAM.
i5? Okay.
Yeah, I got
i5 so
processor with 16 gigs of RAM, Windows 10.
You know those i5s be like tricky, man. You know, like the best of the best in these times right now is like i7s. i7
processors. Well, I get an
i9.
I get an
i9. Yes,
be,
look, i7
you know.
And i9 processors. But those i5s is tricky. Because Windows get to a point, if you are working Windows or Mac, they get to a point where they're not compatible. The components are not compatible with i5s anymore when they upload their software or update it.
Yeah,
so you might need an i7 or an i9 processor.
Yeah, I'm going to get an i9. I'm gonna actually probably get an i9 fresh out the box. You go to Best Buy and just buy one.
That's the problem. It can't. That i5 is not gonna be able to hold that MPC, all of that real ass time music like sound. It's not gonna be able to hold all of that.
It has been doing pretty good until just now. I mean, other than that, there's a lot of my stuff. The third party is the when I be using the what you call it, I use a lot of the filters and like that, the high pass filters and stuff
on
my samples.
Yeah, the plugins, right? Like the extras.
It passes that CPU, you see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. That's why you need an i7 or i9 because it overloads. All of those plugins and add-ons that you're doing when you're making the beat is going to overload. You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
processing, the brain ain't that strong. But look, we're going to get into a song. We get back after that. True West Radio.
It's a muscle memory, see, I bubble and dip. I cannot stand these niggas, see. Niggas just stuck in my imagery. Bitches just wanna bear my seat. Slowing down ain't no option. When you dealing with the ops, it's around the clock, it don't stop. With your bitch, I'm like, yeah. She just wanna be a fan. Running fingers through my hair, yeah. Nigga, my life is G. Dot my eyes, cross my teeth. All the bitches notice me. Wanna be a part of the team. Little bitch, better watch out. Buy the fucking life up. Mike Tyson, buy the fucking lifestyle, yeah. Nigga, my life is G. Dot my eyes, cross my teeth. All the bitches notice me. Wanna be a part of the team. Little bitch, better watch out. Buy the fucking life up. Mike Tyson, buy the fucking lifestyle, yeah.
Sitting here thinking how you got it, nigga, feeling, baby. And all the mother women trying to entertain me. I go to other cities and they feel the same way. Hey, just take your chance and love me while you can. Feeling so advanced and I know you do too. Alright, on the move, I see you when I'm through. Body like the magazine.
Body like the magazine.
Knowledge so astonishing.
Knowledge so astonishing.
And it's promised me that you stay you. Alright, get a room. Pop out if I do. I ain't never ever met a girl like you. Alright, something new. Accepting what I do. I ain't never ever met a girl like you. Alright, something new. Opened up my view. Niggas wanna change your situation. Yeah. Ooh girl, you so sweet like lemonade. Yeah. I ain't never ever met a girl like you. Alright, something new. Accepting what I do. Yeah. So let me count the ways how you been infatuated on many different occasions. Laying, talking about love language and just creating the bond and how to sustain it. Yeah. I'm just trying to put the thought in you. Something like a power couple and I know we won't lose. Alright, me and you. Wavy like a crew. Body like the magazine.
Body like the magazine.
Knowledge so astonishing.
Knowledge so astonishing.
And I promise me that I'll be good to you. Alright, get loose. It's way long overdue. I ain't never ever met a girl like you. Alright, something new. Accepting what I do. I ain't never ever met a girl like you. Alright, something new. Opened up my view. Niggas wanna change your situation. Yeah. Ooh girl, you so sweet like lemonade. Yeah. I ain't never ever met a girl like you. Alright, something new. Accepting what I do.
Hop up out the bed when the phone rings. All up on my green, nigga, that's on anything. And it's active, rolling through the hood. And I'm looking for the cash flow. Dodging all these bullet shit and niggas and these sad hoes. But all that south though. Do it for my dogs and we splitting all the out for the cow zone. Yeah, I got the sauce, it's a mouse zone. Make a bitch country go hood like a Deltone. Fucking with my style though. Told me all about it, said she cool as a side hoe. I ain't had no chicks, but I kept her in the light though. Keep her on my phone and I call her when I want. In the cup with blend and a blunt. Homies turned up, but these niggas know what's up. Yeah. All that cash is cheap, and I can give a fuck what you think. What you think, nigga? I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they say about me. I'ma fuck these bitches, I'ma count this cheese. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they say about me. I'ma fuck these bitches, I'ma count this cheese. Head on swivel cause these silly
they be talking. Gotta watch your friends, cause they enemies with options. Sauces, so I bring the heat for the fortune. Big up to your baby mama for supporting. Oh yes, of course, in the throat game cautious. Out of this world and I'm feeling like a Martian. Boston, all this hard work, what it cost me. Learn from the niggas, had it dogs and they lost it. So locked in, outgrowing niggas while they swimming in a toxin. Some had the keys, kept spare like a locksmith. Outbox the block like cereal, you boxed in. Yeah, did it in my own way. Clowns bad face, turning into dead weight. Hey, know who to put your product on. Keep it 100 on my mama's son. One, I don't care what they say about me.
Let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Men to have love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Welcome, welcome to the True, True West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the True West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we Sweet Pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie K5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
And I'm kicking it on that True West side. Mr. Everywhere, 86 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, Confetti, Sweet Pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali. Boss player, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Guess if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner. Straight headshots, fuck your body on, fuck your aroma. If you ain't trying to walk True West, fuck you. When you trust it, we the best, and we the truth. Bulletproof, my nigga built for it, so I wish you luck. If you ever go against the grind, you bring it for the spot and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean scratch. I'll be on my way for today, I say what I have to say.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? King Scratch, I'm back in the building, man. My son had to hold it down for me for a minute because I had to do some swerving and dipping. What the hell's going on, y'all? We got Mr. Everywhere in the building, you know what I'm saying? We got Trulia, we got JoJo Loco, DJ M Love, we got 86. What the hell's going on, y'all?
Yo, yo, what's up? What's up, everybody?
Hell, it's all good, man. I had to dip to the soap, so I put my son in control, so, you know what I'm saying? I got to show him how to do this shit, so, if I got to dip out, you know what I'm saying? So, that's why he went, he put his own three-piece on there. Mm-hmm.
I just made it in from my son. I thought it was a football game, but it was a scrimmage. Oh, the longest game ever.
Yeah. Well, once again, as it was brought up earlier, I want to give my condolences to Sweet Pea Pops, man. I'm going to find that show when he was on there. It's probably going to hurt like a motherfucker if she hears.
Yeah, you going to make her cry.
But it was so, because, wait a minute. Not only her mama, her daddy, Have Love, it seemed like he just had his mama on here all the time.
There, and his sister.
My mom was on here only one time.
That's crazy. You know, you a damn lie. Your mom was over there more than one time.
Maybe two. That's it. She was on a whole bunch of time. Yeah. I was never around my mama during my shows. a couple of times.
Wait a minute. Let me rewind some tape. Let me rewind my tape. I remember one day you said, oh, this is my mama on the line. She called from her house. That was the first time. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, because I was talking some foul shit. Okay, and the second time, y'all was playing dominoes. You was at the house and you gave her the phone.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, I did that time.
She called from her house the first time and you gave her the phone.
Yeah.
I say, what you doing? You say, whipping my mama ass in dominoes?
Yep, and y'all quickly took her aside and started she
and
got
you gave your mama the phone. She said, hello? That's when me and your mama became friends.
Yup.
Oh,
side jabbering.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who else put their mama and daddy on this motherfucker? It's not just y'all. Somebody else had their mama. I remember I said, oh, I hope my mama or my daddy don't call this motherfucker. I said that.
We have a lot of people that had their parents to support them while being on the show.
You know, my pop, well, my step pop, my dad anyway. He's a bitch.
My mama ain't gonna call unless you get her some free bingo dabbers.
Cut that shit out.
Now you know. Now y'all know.
I'm just saying, she's gonna call us by telling the call.
I'll get that.
Now y'all know. Bingo dabber, not lotto.
Scratch, you know I found a store that sells my wine $3 for $9.99. I mean, it take me about 45 minutes to get there. But you know what I'm saying? It's worth it.
Well, consider how much all gas is, nigga. I drive 100 miles. Shit.
But you gotta realize I only work 2 days a week.
Well, our gas is over $6, $7, damn near $7. Yeah, well,
it's like $3.84 here.
She's like $3.84. We got high performance,
yeah,
so we gotta
push. We need to start importing motherfucking gas, nigga, right now.
For real. Who that, JoJo?
You know it.
Hey,
you
JoJo, you ain't getting no introduction. I'm used to JoJo getting the introduction.
He got an introduction. He was sitting up there with his thumb in his mouth.
No, I didn't have a thumb in my mouth. I had some meatloaf in my mouth.
Don't put no meatloaf in your mouth, nigga. Or you just had a loaf of meat. No, I'm just kidding. You don't fuck with me.
Don't jump
you
like that, Frank.
You would never know.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
Hey, I just like that with you the other day. Scratch ain't said nothing.
what can I say?
You couldn't say nothing. I said, look at his tattoo.
No, I just left it like it was. I ain't say nothing. Sometimes you gotta do that. You just leave it where it be. Be like, okay, I'll get you later. Remember when you said that shit a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
I get you back. You just don't. You not gonna know when it's gonna happen.
Hey, you don't know this, but Mr. Everywhere helped me last night. Monday night, fix my studio. You know how I was playing through my things or whatever. He sent me a video. So I've been trying to get it set up ever since I made it back down here. When I tell you, it sounds so good and so clear, and it just all day yesterday, I just was recording, and I was just like, oh, my God, it sounds so beautiful.
All right, let me do this. She's shining, You can always count on me for sure. That's what friends are for. God damn it. You think you wasn't there if we just over here talking shit? We here to help each other.
I can't even get mine fixed.
That nigga
fixed
mine, but
you
can't
mine.
Get yours fixed. I'm going to tell you what no problem is, Mr. Everywhere. Your mama be on your shit.
No, I know what the problem is. I'm gonna have to upgrade. I got too many damn plugins, man. I got like 27 keyboard plugins, and they all loads up into the program.
Let me tell you something. See, this is what people don't understand when you got plugins. Everybody put plugins on their track. You know what I'm saying? When all you gotta do is make one line of plugins and then just bust them over to the track, and it won't take so much, you know, energy away from your damn thing. So instead of putting a plug in under this plug in, plug in, plug in, plug in, you just make a whole roll of plug ins and then you bust them over to the tracks where you want them.
But that's how I got it. I just got it. But see, when you got like, I got like the Korg Triton Extreme, Korg Triton, Korg Prophecy, Korg Poly 6, Korg Mono, Korg, I got like the whole Korg collection. I'm
already know what
you're
doing.
And I might use the drum sound from the Korg Triton, but then use the Korg Prophecy for a synth lead or something like that, and then use my other plug-in for like a bass, so I don't just use one, you know, keyboard.
I already know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I already know what you're doing. So you make all your tracks and putting all your vocals and everything in the same goddamn program, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
But see, I'm not even doing vocals. I'm doing samples. I'm doing some of the samples and some are just cooked from scratch. But I might take a sample and sample
from
and home. Then put that sample and build around it. But it's just one of them deals that, man, it's got so many programs loaded in there that's just probably what the problem is. I need to switch it to an SSD drive. And then it run reliable with the SSD drive, because that's what probably the problem is. It's regular hard drive.
You don't get it. But then the whole thing about it is you just need to get a whole nother computer and let your mama do what she's doing on there. Because if you can't work on there, then it's time for an upgrade anyway. Because
yeah,
if your processor ain't working fast enough, if your
I-9 is going to be my next investment, an I-9 processor, you know, getting a whole I-9 with 32 gigs, fully loaded.
If you getting all these new programs and your processor ain't running fast enough to run them, that means that it ain't going to run right.
Yeah, I'm going to get an I-9 8-core processor, 32 gigs, maxed out. That way you can do track and vocal.
All my shit is what I'm used to using. I don't even have to upgrade it because I already got enough stuff to make it run. So I never upgrade, really. Because that means if I have to upgrade, just say if I got to go from Mac, what Mac you got? What's your operating system?
I got a Windows. I run a Windows.
Oh, you got Windows. You can't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got Mount Lion on one of mine, too. But he said Windows. This nigga recording on Windows.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. That's why this shit rather slow. You got it. If you record, when you record vocals, it's Mac or nothing.
Yeah, I don't have no problem recording vocals. If I do vocals, I don't have no problem recording vocals. It's gonna record straight through. It's just them stuff like that Korg collection. Them summerguns is just like it's
but
designed just like a real keyboard, and that's what the problem is.
I'm gonna rip draw that Mac or nothing. You just gotta have a fast ass PC.
Mm-hmm.
The PC gotta be fast. That way it's getting ready. And then plus, You got to know how to set up your PC. Because you got to think about leniency. You got to think about...
Yeah, I got all the ICO drivers set up. I got the latency, all that stuff set up. You know me, you go from the old school. I don't have to do all that.
You
got to
make sure if it's a newer PC, it ought to be able to handle anything that you could give, at least until next year.
Well, I got it from the pawn shop, so it was a good deal. They gave it to me for $200, so I can't complain. Hey, $200, you can't complain, man.
Boot Ali, Zone 24 TV, you owe me 50.
Hey, what's happening, family? It's your brother, Boot Ali, Zone 24 TV.
TV.
You already know Hustlers Never Sleep. Boot Ali Promotion.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, you
hey,
are little tell him.
You owe me 50. You owe me $50.
Oh man, what done happened?
What did I say one year ago? It ain't even 1 year ago today.
You talking about?
We were talking about the Migos.
Yeah.
What did I say about the Migos?
Hold on. Hold your bet now. My girl climbing the chart. She was added on to that bet.
Ooh.
Megan Thee Stallion. She climbing the charts now.
We didn't bet on Megan.
We said Cardi B and Migos.
Y'all better go back and listen to the show. I ain't never said nothing about no Cardi B.
We said Amigo.
I said Stallion and Amigo. I heard you on Amigo. The Amigo, it ain't over. Where the Amigos at? They broke up.
No more Amigos.
Yeah.
I take them in $1 bills. I can go to the strip club and do them.
Okay. Let me.
I'm gonna go back and make sure I let y'all hear.
But the way that crypto is going, I don't know mine and crypto.
No Bitcoin.
I got a quick question. Was there four Migos before they dropped down to three?
It wasn't a Migos. It was Migos. My son had to put me up on. It's just Migos. They ain't Migos. It wasn't like the motherfuckers with the hat on.
But what I'm saying is it was four, then they dropped down to three. Now they're down to two.
No, they was already three. Amigos was four when you went to the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Now, the movies are three Amigos.
No,
but
it was four when they came in.
It was
their other cousin or uncle or whoever he was.
Whatever. It don't matter, goddamn it. The Migos broke up, so. Sorry, F.A.
Hey, hold on. Senor, hold on. Mio, you have any phone?
This is going to say, hold on, senor.
How many pesos?
Nigga,
I only knew three of them. I never knew they had four.
This might be a trick, though. Hold on. I was say, hold on. Give it a couple
you
weeks.
Better look it up. Y'all better look it up.
No, they got three members. They was only three.
They dropped that mixtape. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They play like they breaking up, man. That'd be all hype, man, to get the goddamn, what they call it, encore.
Well, two of them niggas out there, the other two niggas, Quavo and them out there doing videos together, they call themselves
Seven Mills. They dropped the album. You got an album coming off.
What they call themselves? They don't call themselves Migos. They call themselves Seven Mills.
Uncle and Nephew. That's that new group called Uncle and Nephew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
they done unfollowed each other on Instagram. They ain't following each other on Instagram no more.
Nope, they stopped following themselves. Big O's Organic homie Scotty D. Spencer. What up, brother?
What up, y'all? Do y'all thing, man. My condolences. I love y'all. Uncle and nephew is dope. At the hotel, them niggas is doing that because they trying to get off Warner Brothers. I'm that quiet.
No, you ain't going to be quiet. You need to stay here and say something, goddammit. Man, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. So I know it's a whole lot of other 50s up in this motherfucker, but they ain't here for me to say. I'm gonna go back in the archive like a 1 year ago because I can't go through a 1,000 goddamn episodes to find out exactly what is, who said what.
It wasn't that far back. It was around Christmas.
It was about crazy.
I didn't say no. I said Megan Thee Stallion and Amigos.
I said the Amigos wasn't going to be shit this time next year. And
you
then
said
you
it.
Said
I'm
that.
I'm trying to figure out now. I'm trying to see how many choppers I got. I'm looking on my computer now.
I don't want no Tropkins. Mm-mm. Sell them back to the person that you bought them from.
Hey, I may have. Look here, but wait a minute. Hold on. Now, I thought we had Stallion in the equation and all that, too. It just wasn't Amigos.
That was something totally different what we was talking about.
We said they were going to take the charts again.
That was something totally different. We were talking about that, but I was talking about the bet.
I told you about that straightening. I said that straightening wasn't going to do nothing. That was it, and that was all.
Watch, I'm going to go and find them motherfuckers over the weekend.
But y'all did say that, though. I ain't disagreeing with y'all. I'm just trying to get the whole – we made a bet. I'm trying to see how many motherfuckers owe me some money.
Fuck everything else. Because motherfuckers ain't the best. And look, now it ain't no more Migos.
Well, I'm going to say this, Scratch. We got to, hold on. Hey, listen here.
Think about it.
If the Migos is gone and they something else, that don't mean they ain't still on the charts. They still on the charts, see?
But they didn't make nothing new. They didn't do nothing new.
What did they do since straight?
All three of them. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, Cardi B is the one that fucked Cuz up.
They dropped that new album and had straightening on there. That's the only thing that came out.
You don't need those niggas. You can do this all by yourself, but we can do it together. With that fake-ass accent.
Did she really say that?
She probably did.
With that fake-ass accent. And then he was like, yeah, baby. If we got two kids. Okay, I ain't gonna fuck with them no more. Promise me you're not gonna fuck with them no more with that fake ass accent. Okay. If not, I won't give you no more pussy. Okay, with that fake ass accent.
Well, bitch, it's out of bed. It's okay.
Look. Why all the motherfuckers unfriend themselves on goddamn Twitter? Now they ain't even friends. Nigga, if it was y'all and it was some people, me and you, I'm gonna tell you, nigga, fuck you. I ain't no friend no more, and I will unfriend you or leave you a note. You just don't do this shit just because. That's some R. Kelly and public announcement shit. Just like I was telling my niggas earlier.
You already got some on the way.
Huh?
No, I'll drive.
So it's like, when R. Kelly tell a motherfucker, like, tell his whole group, when it's supposed to be all of them, public announcement. But look, man, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to sign. I'm going to bring y'all in. It's going to be all good. Then R. Kelly blow the fuck up. It's the same thing with Offset. And them niggas were like, nigga, fuck that. Me and this nigga just about to roll on our own. We don't need you, Offset, because your bitch done changed the whole game.
I'm glad you mentioned R. Kelly, man. They say that he cellmates with the mass shooter of the subway shooting that happened early last month.
Oh, is that right?
Why they put him in the cell with a murderer?
Did that? I'm just trying to figure why they do that. It's talking about they best friends. They only. They were just talking about on one of these shows on talking about they put him in the cell with a R. Kelly and I'm like, damn.
Well, they keep on saying this nigga R. Kelly came right. Even if he was in like celebrity role up in the prison, how in the fuck can you even write a song if you can't read?
Hey, they say
I know for a fact, if I was in jail as long as R. Kelly been in there, I have so many fucking souls if I ever get released.
Hey, let's go. Let's make a bet. He'll be out in 2 years.
I ain't betting on that. That ain't nothing to bet on because it's a whole lot of shit that he accused of. Hell, if anything, I bet on he'll probably get more years in, too. How about that?
Hold on. I knew you were going to say something.
He ain't going to be out in 2 years, but I bet you he won't be out. He ain't going to be doing shit in 2 years, but sitting his ass right there because here comes some more motherfuckers going to put some more charges on him. Now,
Rev Ali, that guy that attacked Dave Chappelle, he done got an attempted murder charge trying to stab his roommate, so he ain't going to be able to file no lawsuit against Dave Chappelle. But, Rev, you can keep that 50. I don't know.
Now, what about the mass shooter in Buffalo? Did y'all talk about that any time this week?
Nope. We didn't talk about it today, but...
His parents wrote a statement and said he had COVID, and COVID made him do that.
Wow, goddamn. Don't put the cuffs on him and sit. Hey, send his ass, put them ass in the chair right next to him.
If I shoot some motherfuckers up, y'all better say, Will Scratch, we didn't have COVID.
Right. And he was black with COVID.
Because if anything happened, if y'all start shooting that motherfucker, I'm be like, well, goddamn, truly, I did have COVID, so you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It might have something to do with our mental. It is y'all motherfuckers.
They trying to fire this 911 operator because she, whoever the operator was, answered the phone, and then the woman was trying to whisper to tell them to get the police over there, and then they were like, you ain't got to whisper, and then they hung the phone up on the caller. So the caller called her boyfriend and said, dial 911, the shooter's still in the store. Yep. I mean, I would have been even mad, but the sad part, we out here do the same deal to our own self. We out here killing our own self. So you can't be mad one day and not mad the next.
So when somebody white shoot 10 of us, we're supposed to be mad about that either?
When we shoot 10 of us and 28 of us at the goddamn horse ride and car show, should you not be mad too?
Yeah, we mad, but I'm saying, but you're supposed to be mad when they
how
but you
mad?
Hey, we mad at that, but you act like we ain't got no feeling about none of that shit.
The people that sit up there and say, okay, this is wrong, but this is okay. We accept.
It ain't okay.
Hold on.
Black Lives Matter, really, though.
Hey,
what are you trying to say?
Hey, look, and that's exactly where I was getting ready to go.
We already know.
White people, listen to me.
That.
Hold on, Confetti, hold on. With your goddamn big-ass mouth, because we ain't going to understand half of what you're saying after the fact anyway. We have to dissect because you ask countries. Look, check this out. That's why I made Black Lives Don't Matter. Because just think, I'm the one who made Black Lives Matter. Every time something happened, I would have people going to find out what happened with the black folks. But let me tell you what Black Lives Matter is. Oh, here come the police. They done shot a black nigga. Oh, here they come. Here go a white motherfucker done did X, Y, Z. Here come Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter should matter everywhere. And if you've got all these chapters all over the country, you got them in Houston, you got them in Atlanta, you got them in Texas, you got them in Dallas, you got them everywhere. So when the black lives get fucked up, your ass supposed to show up. It ain't about just because the white or the police did it.
There you go. The black lives lady, she made $90 million and bought 4 mansions. And how much of that money went to George Floyd's family, got dang, and sending his kids to college? How much went to Tamir Rice? How much went to Sandra Bland's family? How much went to nowhere? It went to her to finance a lifestyle. So that's why I get mad. I said, we use this platform of Black Lives Matter for somebody to make all these $100 million and don't even put it back to what it's supposed to went for? Really?
Nice.
And we kill each other every day. You go to a nightclub, shoot 10 people in a nightclub, us killing us.
Y'all don't show up.
Nobody turn no cartwheel. Nobody turns a cartwheel.
They bought a mansion. They bought a mansion with that money.
She bought four mansions. She bought four mansions. Not one, four.
Four. Oh, okay, then.
My baby daddy won. Gave him $600,000 or $900,000 or something, her baby daddy. Plus bought them all mansions.
Hey, look, check this out. Erico, 8660, who this? Erico, 870.
60. Arkansas, Missouri.
Where you at? Who you is?
That might be Sister Maya. I think she calling in.
Yeah.
Good evening, Goddess. Welcome to True West Radio.
She better say something or she's going to get put in the gun. I'll leave her in.
Oh, she's speaking.
Hello?
How you doing?
Oh, hanging like wet clothes. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We all right? You got the phone right now?
How you doing?
Oh, I've been through chaos.
I mean, is it something that we can help you with or talk to you about?
No, well, I ain't told him, Sister Maya, but we were talking about the topic on the show. We just ran in. We were talking about the mass shooting in Buffalo. That's what we're talking about. The Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives
Matter.
Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry.
Did you hear about the mass shooting in Buffalo, Miss Maya, Sister God?
I heard about it after I got out.
What did you hear about it? What did you hear about it?
I heard what happened in New York after I got out. I was being tortured while that was happening.
Where you at? Down in Hempstead County?
Yes, I was being tortured in Hempstead County. I went to the hospital with chest pain. They said, Miss Nelson, we're going to put you on a, we're going to take you to a bigger hospital. We're going to take you to St. Michael's. I said, okay. So they called the ambulance. Ambulance came. And they took me to Texarkana, but we wasn't at St. Michael's. So when I got out the ambulance, I said, this is not St. Michael's. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm eating a marshmallow.
Let's go, Luke.
I said, this is not St. Michael's. Take me back to Hope. And they said, I said, well, I'll do 72 hours in this mental thing, but after 72 hours, I won't out. Well, 72 hours came. This crazy doctor
this man behind the curtain, like the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh,
he was on a computer screen. He wouldn't let me out. I stayed in 11 days. They tortured me, threw me on the floor, pump shots in me, in my butt, my hip, and my arm, injected me with stuff against my will, wouldn't let me take no natural product, and proceeded to torture me.
Okay,
me,
I
get you a lawyer.
Hold on. What was you in that institution for? You was in the institution. What was you there for?
That's what I want to know. I went to the hospital with chest pains, not for a mental problem. They changed it to that so they can take me there and torture me and make money. And while in the process, I was tortured.
They probably took you because you was just too G for the system. They thought it was something wrong with you.
Well, you need to call the Cochran Law Firm.
Hold on.
I got a quick question.
Do you have do you have your personal insurance or you got the state insurance?
I have two insurances. And the fact of the matter is that what they did was wrong. And they tortured and shot me with needles, medication, forced pills down my throat. This crazy doctor named Lord Bella or something like that, whatever his name is, he's an evil man. He's very evil.
Okay, where did all this happen at? I can try to help you right quick, but we're not going to take the whole show up. But where did it happen at?
It happened in Texarkana at Riverview Hospital. Some mental ward.
Okay, two deals you're going to have to do. You have to contact Cochran Law Firm out of Shreveport. And anything they done put in you, they got to have a record of it. So you get the law firm to get the record of what they gave you and beyond your will and file a civil lawsuit with Cochran Law Firm out of Shreveport. That's Johnny Cochran's son.
Well, they can put me on a lie detector test, a voicemail test, and they will see I'm telling the truth. And I'm not the first one to complain on this place. And they got children in there. Children.
Well, I got a question, Miss Maya, this your first time going to a mental institution?
No, but it's my first time going to one that I didn't want to go to. And
they all work like that. What they do when they come out and you are, I got a prison ministry, so I know about this stuff. If you come out and they're having a problem, the nearest facility is going to take you there. The one thing is you don't have to pay for it. You ain't got to pay for that $300, $400 ambulance ride.
Mr.
Edward said, just call the Cochran Law Firm and you can get you a good case started.
At the same time, you know, if you went in there for something before, they could still hold that against you.
But if you went for a chest pain, they got to do an assessment and take you to the emergency room.
Y'all know how they choked down Eric Garner? I was choked down the same way by four nurses.
Oh, my God.
One was a white boy. He was the one that choked down me. And two Negroes, women, one white girl. It always got
to you got to get the dates on there because they're going to have to get the camera to review the cameras
on
the facility.
No camera.
I heard you, Scratch.
Sister Maya, check it out, though. Check the rhyme. Let's don't talk no more about it on the show because we are broadcasting live around the world, and everything is triple recorded, baby.
Loco.
But I'm glad you called in. We were just trying to, I know you be on that Black Lives Matter and all that conscious stuff.
No, I'm not on no Black Lives Matter because there was two Negroes that helped. Ain't no Black Lives Matter.
That's what we were talking about. Now you talking. That's where we were at, Sister Maya. Now you come on back, baby. That's what we were talking about.
That's an illusion.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what's up. We're glad you got it
to black folks. When Black Lives Matter, those black folks, and we up here killing over Jordans and Xboxes and cell phones and stuff, killing each other, and then we complain see somebody shoot up a grocery store, and we do it 10 times worse, unfortunately. That's the sad part.
Yesterday.
Exactly. Well, I think you still should complain because if you don't complain, they'll think it's okay.
Now, we got to complain. We all know
it.
But we should have more compassion to ourselves after 400 years of suffering from that, that we shouldn't be killing each other. But we ain't even got
compassion. They don't do none of that.
The 80-year-old lady, you around 80-year-old lady at the grocery store. Ride the 7-year-old man pumping gas.
And then I get out and come back to hope and hear about somebody that shot somebody's hope. That's a shame here.
So that's why I say if we don't value our own lives, you think anybody else going to value us? For what reason?
Exactly. Thank you.
For what reason? They value our money. They don't value us. As long as we spend with Walmart, they like us. We spend with the hair stores, they like us. We spend with the A-Rab buying jewelry, they like us. But once we don't spend buying diamonds, or spend buying hair, or spend at Walmart, they don't give a damn about you.
The first thing you got to do for them to take you serious, you got to stand up for the unborn children. The unborn. And our people the first one to say, oh, women's rights. No, that's why they don't respect you, because you don't even want your own child. They ain't going to never respect you. You don't even want your unborn child. So I can't stand to see black women hollering about abortions, abortion rights, and all this. That's, I don't respect them either.
It's sad, but it's sad, but it's the truth. I mean, I get mad every time I see it in the Memphis News, a 2-year-old boy gets shot at an Arkansas car show, 28 people get shot. A 1-year-old got a bullet in his leg with
it by
an AR-15.
Let's talk about the baby being aborted. Let's talk about the unborn now. Let's talk about them. That's when they're going to take you serious. When you start taking the unborn serious, then they'll take you serious. They're going to never take you serious. Well, y'all don't understand
that. They not going to take us serious until we united on one front. Once we've been united on one front with wanting justice in America, we can't get justice from them when we ain't got justice from each other. If we ain't got justice from each other, Julia can't.
The first thing you
got
to unite on is going to them abortion clinics and protesting against that. Until you say see us out there doing that, they ain't going to take you serious.
Hey, I got a question. How come you can say we're not that when it's only a small portion of people are reacting the way you claiming, but we all on the boat of the negative? We all on that boat? So just because two go wrong, we all bad, we none of us can? Is that what you're saying?
That's how for woman.
I don't even take
Black lives don't matter. When you say when a few react like black lives don't matter, you try to say we all feel like it don't matter. You can't get a 10% understanding with, like, you know, 10% of people react and judge the whole 90 for it. Everywhere.
Fetty, so what are you saying? I'm trying to figure out. I couldn't confirm that question there was jumping up.
I know what he's saying. He's saying basically you can't just put all of us in one category. You know, you can't just put everybody in one category. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not like that. You can't just look at it and say, oh, just because they doing it, we can do it. No, it's not like that. Because they're going to do that to the wrong person, and it's going to be like, it's going to be... You know, it's going to be something serious, you know.
Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization.
Yeah, I don't know why they made that up. You know, they just took that to get money, you know.
It was black people that was throwing me on the floor. I'm not black. Buddha know it. I'm not black. I may sound black, but I'm not black. I'm not African-American. I'm not black. I don't label myself as black.
Anuwia, which is
the principal people over Cherokee, but they burnt the original Anuwia out, which meant the principal people, and they changed it to Cherokee when the white man took over. Stay slow.
Case might be closed, but when you sign on that paper and they say, what's your nationality? But you gonna write that down?
I did a,
I did a census this year, and I don't usually do no census. When I checked the census this year, I put American Indian. I didn't put black.
Yeah.
I didn't put African American. I didn't put none of that. That's they the black people. They the original black people. Not me.
Yeah, I put Moorish American on mine. On my census, Moorish American.
Right. They want you to call yourself black. And I'm going to, I want all, anything black off my record. I got the right to self-identify.
Are you going to change your nationality after all these things?
Always calling us black people. We wasn't black. My brother's it don't say black. It say colored on there. Colored color people. The European founder. That's what it is.
Woo! Compared to what you say, you turn snaps now.
I said, what?
You said we'll change our nationality after all this shit, or we?
I said, man, we're going to change course. Hey, we're going to change course in the middle of the field.
But I'm Moorish American. I'm Moorish American. The Moors ran this land. The Moors were here first on this land.
Hey, some people say
you're a real Buddha. Buddha's one of the realest Buddhas I ever met. He is a magical Buddha.
They got some people talk about the Moors too. They say we confused. If you Moor, I don't know. There's so much information out there.
But I track my ancestry. I'm in now.
Nothing wrong, bro. Be wherever you want to be. It's America. Or wherever it is.
How you do that, Buddha? What you had to do?
Or you can check, go by your last name. Look on your birth certificate. Your mama birth certificate, start tracking it down.
I don't want to do that because that's a slave name. You know what I'm saying? So it's really not going to say
So you're American slave descendant?
Let me say this.
I don't know.
That's what I'm going to say. Just because we had those last names, it's still... They took everything from us. So you research the last name and get it where they got it from. You're going to see it all came back from us.
Yeah.
See, they
don't know. Where
you
people come from?
By saying, okay, my last name is this, so I'm this, that. But it wasn't it. It was the slave master gave me that name. That's
can you still get your SSI if you pledge Morris or... Indian or any other group, and can you still collect your Social Security?
You still part of the corporation. You still in the corporation. You part of the corporation.
Scott D said he wanted money. He ain't trading anything.
You gonna mess up my benefits, my land? I'm trying to get the land. That's the only way to get that land.
Malik Rashid on the TV show, he got his sovereign. He got his sovereign papers. He's sovereign to the nation. So he a national.
I've been having my sovereign papers since 2007. Only thing he got me was a $300,000 charge back. When I was in prison, I had to do I had to pay restitution. I did a charge back that cleared it from my record. And everything else, I just been not really using the process. The process is it costs a lot of money to do the process, man. And then you have to know the language. The language is so difficult now that it's not even worth it. But the only thing they have still available is the land. And that's what K-9 is already doing. He got his land. You know, it's a process to get the land, but it's there. You know,
I understand California finna get reparations. Didn't they vote that in?
Yeah, they're voting in, but that don't mean we're going to get it. They still trying to let people out of prison. You know, it's all a process. Everything is a process. But in the meantime, we're going to live, we're going to die, and the process is going to keep on going. Those 20 people who was pushing the process never turned it on to me, you, and him, and her. So the process is going to, you know, just disintegrate. It's going to go away. Everybody got to be on the same page, like you said. Everybody got to be down. When these people go and shoot up our loved ones, and they extended family members in Buffalo and Atlanta, we supposed to be down there riding. And all that turn the other cheek, I can't turn the other cheek.
Right.
We do something to my family, extended family, whatever, we're going to have to ride. And that's why there's still some people out here that feel that way.
They
ain't got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Because those people, the reason why they didn't do it in Compton, Watts, Long Beach, Dallas, because they know the people over there, you know,
we
got to
get
the big
one.
It's going to go down. It's going to go back the other way. We're going to kill that boy before he goes to jail. And if he goes to jail in our community, we're going to kill him in jail. They know what they're doing. They got a little soft little police station where he at. Dude's supposed to be dead before he even go to court.
Yeah.